is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome.
It's time for Enlightenment in the City with El Hosho Tara on the News for the Soul Network. El is a spiritual coach and intuitive reader with a unique flair. Strong yet soft, compassionate with a heart, she lives the consciousness of being feminine with strength. El tells it like it is. Welcome El Hosho Tara back to News for the Soul.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this hour of News for the Soul. I'm your host, El Maya Hoshiam Tara. And I will be here for an entire hour. Woohoo! So we are having a little bit of an issue with the phone lines, but we do have a couple callers. So we're going to skip the usual spiel here today in the beginning just to make sure we can get those on. If you do call in and you can't get on, just keep trying and calling back, and hopefully we'll be able to get you back on the show. So for the first two, I see area code 845. And then all ones, you'll be second. So 845, 845, you're on the air with El Maya Hoshiam Tara.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, my name is Maria, and I call from New York.
Hi, Maria. How you doing, honey?
Fine, thank you. You can give a message for my husband, please.
Give you a what do you want?
Message for my husband. Happy New Year to you too.
A reading on your husband?
Right.
Okay, your husband.
My husband is on the side. My husband is dead.
I'm sorry, honey, I don't understand that. Do you mean your deceased husband?
Yes.
Okay, sure. One moment. What was his name?
Gaetano.
Say that again?
Okay, call it Guy. Yes, please.
Okay, and what did you want to know?
I got a message for me. So we're going to go to Italy this year.
Okay, so you want to see if he's telling you if you're going to go to Italy this year?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, buy a house over there.
Buy a house over there. Okay, one moment here.
Thank you.
Okay, so your husband isn't very concerned with worldly matters anymore. So when I ask him, you know, like, tell me what you see happening for you in terms of guidance, he's just really at peace now, and he's just like, yeah, tell her it doesn't matter. It's not that big of a deal. She needs to kind of just flow with things, which is probably not what you want to hear. excuse me. But a lot of the time, the earthly, they stop being concerned with earthly things, and that's actually beneficial for them, not so much when we want contact or we want guidance from them. But he's just in that space now where he's more moved on enough now. One moment here. So when he spends time with you, he would rather be teaching you about what's on the other side. He'd rather be having those conversations with you because he's really wanting you to understand the miraculousness of what's going to be there for you waiting when you decide to, when it is, you know, eventually going to be transition time. And he's wanting you to come there so you can see and so you can enjoy. And he's wanting you to come to be there with him. Because I know we've kind of, I think we've had a little bit of dating questions once in a while for you. And he said, like, you know, if you do want to date, he said he's fine with that, you know, and life will be what it is. But if you do, if you are single at the time when it is time to transition, then he would be definitely looking forward to having you back together with him again. And showing you all these lovely things that are happening on the other side. In a second spot about the going to Italy and buying a house.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't actually tell you right now, because what will happen is sometimes the way things are playing out, if you tell somebody, sometimes they don't come true because it's too much interference. So I can't actually tell you one way or another what's going to be happening, because it'll take you off course currently.
Okay.
So I can help you with other things, but that one I'm not allowed to tell you right now.
You see, my daughter going to, in Italy, my daughter going to see again the guy, the name is Mark.
Can you say that again?
My daughter, they're going to find again a guy, the name is Mark, in Italy.
A guy of the name, okay, she's going to find a guy named Mark in Italy. One moment here. No, he's going to be kind of passing by. It's the possibilities that they're going to, she's going to find him are going to be very, very small. It's sometimes when there's different changes in energy, I can, like, if somebody's doing something a certain way, I can see if somebody's going to be coming in that way. Sometimes it's a yes, sometimes it's a no. If I change it, sometimes the person will be coming in then, but it's such a short, it's such a small percentage. It's like 26% that she's going to be able to find him and connect up with him. Because if I, you know, put her in different moods, it's really, you know, it's kind of like there would have to be the exact mood in the exact moments in order for that connection to be able to happen. And unless those moments are more precisely happening for real, then she wouldn't be able to find him. If she's trying to make a certain mood happen that she thinks will draw him in, that will also turn him away. So it's, I mean, it could happen, but it's a very, very small percentage.
I just see my daughter going to find a boyfriend, a fiancé over here or in Italy.
Okay, one moment here. She's got the options for both, and if she gets one there, you're looking at like maybe 4 or 5 years, and you're probably not going to like him. long term, it would be Italy, and I'm seeing somebody that she has a soul connection with. In terms of like, hold on here. So it's got long-term life potential. It seems like something maybe that they're going to go a lot more smoothly in. So sometimes, you know, when people are starting out a relationship, to define it as boyfriend and girlfriend can seem a little bit jarring. It can be a little bit, it's like there's a jag in the, it's like there's a little drop, it's like walking up the stairs. It's like there's this sort of like cutoff with the energy, and it can be a little bit jarring. With the two of them, she does have some soulmate potential with somebody in Italy, but it's a lot softer and smoother, so it may not seem like it's a boyfriend in the beginning, but it seems like it's something that's going to very softly evolve over time. It's very definitely going to have a soulmate connection to it, and it looks like it's long-lasting. In terms of wedding bells, there's potential for wedding bells. Usually when I get wedding bells, though, it's more like I definitely see somebody like at the altar with the wedding bells. This one is a lot smoother and softer. If it doesn't, you know, normally I'm, you know, you want to know that people are making a commitment. So some people are anti-marriage. I'm more pro-marriage just because then you know that two people are actually more committed to something, at least to the degree that they're willing to say, like, yes, I'm willing to commit to this degree to at least hold a wedding to it. In the case with her and him, it would, even if it doesn't result in marriage, but it turned into a lifetime partnership, it would definitely be something that would still be worth following, and it would definitely be still worth something pursuing, and it would not be a wasted life if a marriage did not happen, which is sometimes like you see people wasting their time because they are feeling like they wasted their time because they put in 4 years and the relationship doesn't work. In that case, it just seems very soft and smooth. They're not making it exceedingly clear about whether it will turn romantic or not, but either way, it's definitely still going to be a beneficial relationship, and it's going to be a beneficial interaction regardless of what they choose to make it into, and it will definitely be like an end-of-life kind of idea. So really, really beautiful, worth checking out too, and worth leaving space to check that out. Even if she sees boyfriend potential or something in somebody else and she's already met this guy, I would be really careful about committing to a romantic relationship outside of that. I'm not saying she shouldn't do it. It may be in her best interest, but I would definitely call in for a reading, or have her call in for a reading would be better, to see whether, you know, this is somebody she should pursue, or she should be waiting more for the other gentleman, because it's not something that, unless she's got something equal to that, it's not something that she'd probably want to date the wrong person over and risk losing what she could have with this new guy.
You're going to have time to be here over there.
That's going to be in Italy. Yeah, when I get here, it's like I see 4 or 5 years. It's like they kind of got a rough start, you know, and I think you're going to know better. You're going to be like, no, not that one. You know, and maybe she's going to go for it, maybe not listen to her heart, ignore some of the warning signs. And I see about a 4-year shelf life on it. And that's going to be, you know, it's going to be, you know, messy emotionally, not really worth it long term. But, you know, sometimes people, you know, it's nice to have a boyfriend, right? So sometimes people, you know, go for that and they ignore their internal warning signs. But that really wouldn't be beneficial to be going for. She'd be much better off to go to Italy and look for the other guy, because even though the guy who's like, you know, going to be the boyfriend in New York seems like it's going to be more solid, it does have the chance of interfering with the longer term relationship in Italy. And so that is something that she would want to take into consideration, is that there is something better for her out there than taking on somebody where she's frustrated, you know, he's not acting, you know, what somebody might consider proper in terms of what's good for her, all those sorts of things. It's just going to be too much trouble. She's going to probably, you know, it would be better off to pass on that guy.
Excuse me, please.
Yes.
I can ask another question now.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Are you thinking my daughter, is she going to work over here with Joe or Mike?
She's going to have, you're asking if she's going to have a job with Mike or Joe?
Yeah, a project, yeah.
Okay, one moment here. She would be able to work better with Mike. She's going to get a little frustrated with Joe. She's going to be able to work better with Mike, and she's going to know how to work out some of the things that she can work with Mike, because, you know, we all have strengths and we all have weaknesses. And there are areas where she'd be very valuable for Mike.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you for calling in, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you again. Oh, I love her. She's such a sweetie pie. Okay, let's go. Just a minute. I'm just going to change. Just going to swap out the energies for a moment here. The swap out's not quite right. Just going to change so that the readings are separated from each other. Okay, all ones, you're on the air with El Maya Hoshi Amtara.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Miss. Did you say Tara? Is that your name? Nice to meet you.
L-L and then Tara, yes. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Melissa from CO. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Could you say your first name again?
Melissa.
Melissa?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Melissa. And what can we do for you today?
Yes, yes. Well, thank you. I got in. Yeah. So thank you for so much. So I have a question for you. I have a male friend, right? I know him for almost 2 years. And in 2 years, like, I think like last year, he only ignored my phone calls like less than 20 times. So beginning of this year, it's kind of weird because it's been like, it's only January 12th. And I just want to know, is he the upset at me or he's trying to teach me a lesson? Or he's doing something he doesn't want me to interfere into it next week or to the end of next or next month. Please. Find it kind of odd.
Okay. And what's his name?
It's supposed to Jay.
Can you give pardon?
Like famous people. I like certain people names. One of my favorite actors' names starts with the letter J. So one of my favorite actors' name is John.
Okay, one moment here. Okay, so you know when we So sometimes there's a lot of conversations, right, where people say, you know, oh, it's just a guy thing, you know, don't worry about it. And sometimes that can just really drive us, you know, crazy as women because we understand the impact that it has. You know, we worry, is this person upset? and sometimes people are just running their patterns and it's not anything really, well, they just have stuff to work out. You know, and it can be kind of annoying when people tell you that when they're trying to cover for something. But sometimes it's actually genuine that they're just wrapped up in their stuff, and that's why. And we can drive ourselves, like, just absolutely crazy, you know, trying to figure out, like, what we did wrong or anything else. So on the one hand, it's really excellent that, you know, you're conscientious, you know, you're concerned about the impact that you're having on other people, which are all really, really beautiful traits. I want to be clear. But you're kind of, you're doing it in areas that you don't really need to be doing. And I see that a lot when, you know, people have maybe been blamed in life a lot. Maybe they've hung out or been raised in environments, you know, where they're always told that they're doing something wrong, even though it's the other person who's responsible for something, but they try to blame other people instead. I see people who come out of environments like that where they start to think that they're wrong over things that they're not actually wrong for, and they think that they need to make it up for things that they don't actually need to make up for. And I'm assuming that that pattern may be at play here for you because I sense sort of a bit of a nervous energy that I see with people who have that pattern. But also I see with him, like, it's pretty clear, like, he's just running patterns. This is just how he interacts, you know. Well, there may be other people that he shows up more with and behaves what somebody may call better with, more communicative, those sorts of things. he'd still be running this kind of pattern. It's just him. It's, you know, what he feels like doing. He feels like doing, and what he doesn't feel like doing, he doesn't feel like doing, and he won't do it. And so taking that personally is kind of like seeing an orange and saying, like, oh, it's my fault that the orange turned orange. But it's not your fault that the orange turned orange because the orange went orange because it's an orange, and that's what it's supposed to do. You know, a dog barks, cat meows. He's doing what he's doing. And, you know, I understand where you'd be concerned about the friendship. Part of being able to survive a friendship with this person means that just accepting, like, that's just how he is. And it doesn't mean that it's good for you. I'm not suggesting it's beneficial for you. But some
sometimes when we have people who run certain patterns, the only thing we can really do is accept them for where they're at, and either that's acceptable for us to be in a friendship with or not.
Well, because I just understand all that, but my question is, like, he has never done this in almost 2 years, and I just want to know, like, if he's teaching me something, or he's getting back to normal until next month, because it's the beginning of the year.
He seems to just have had, like, a long time period through it. It just seems to, I mean, we all have phases. Like, sometimes people get more stubborn, and people will get stubborn for, like, 6 months at a time, which sounds kind of funny. But it's just part of the self-defense mechanisms. People's self-defense mechanisms run up for, when they show up, they can run for long periods of time, sometimes 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years. And he's just had that patch where it's like that's what he's doing. So I do see next month it should go back to normal. But when those patches do show up, because it did show up for so long, and I'm assuming it would show up again, you know, knowing that you're okay, and if he tells you that there's not a problem, he's probably not thinking that much about it behind the scenes, and he's probably not as focused on anything that you've done. In terms of teaching you, he's not trying to teach you something by ignoring you or anything else. It really doesn't have as much to do with you as you're nervous that it might be.
Okay, so you see back to normal, kind of like next month. And
well, more normal, but probably not back to your old relationship. So in the beginning, it was kind of like, you know, more attention to you, you know, and more engaged. But it does, you know, so it'll calm down, and maybe the interactions will be there. But it'll be smoother. It won't be quite so much interactive. Hold on here. And then that'll just go for a while, you know. And when you're making efforts, it's basically an interaction that, I mean, you can make it last because you're, you know, choosing to have a friendship with this person, and you're choosing to interact with them. But it's like that's what's kind of going to keep it going for, you know, however long that you choose to do that for. The relationship will be more running under your own steam as opposed to a combined steam of an interaction between the two of you.
So it changed. Do I still get attention? But because I'm doing a project, the attention is a little bit different.
Well, it's so basically you're going to be the one doing the work. To make things happen, to get the relationship going, or to keep the relationship going. And so, like, you know, if you want the relationship on those terms, then you can do it. Otherwise, it would just kind of move on its path, and you would both sort of evolve and grow. Let's see here a moment. Like, you have the capacity to actually find something that's going to be a lot more fulfilling for you. And this relationship will be, you know, it's nice to have people around. It's nice to know your friends are there for you, but it's going to be more that you're putting the effort into the friendship as opposed to it being as reciprocal as it used to be. It won't be as quite as reciprocal. It'll be more you hanging out more because of what he's doing, and he wouldn't be giving to you quite as much as he used to.
Can you tell me why that happened? Was something I said?
It's not something you said, because we're back to the taking it personally.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just...
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
I have a quick question for you.
Yes.
There's a business partner. Do you see that breaking away, like, later on this year or next year?
Okay, one moment here. So again, we have It'll keep going as long as you're trying to make it going. It would actually be more beneficial for you to go a different direction. And what'll happen is you'll find yourself having to put more and more effort into it to try to keep things going. But again, it's not going to be the best use of your time. So when you start getting feeling like you're being sort of pushed to go in a different direction, which will happen and may actually even come from your business partner, that push to go in a different direction is both a personal sign from them, but it's also a sign from the universe that like there is more in store for you and that it's time to be on your way. And so the way your business partner is going to be reacting to that is, you know, kind of in the knowing of the flow, but it's more, but the bigger sign, even though it's your business partner doing that, the bigger sign is actually coming from the universe saying, you're going to want to go over here. Look, this is going to be a lot better for you. Look, there's going to be other places that you can put your happy energy into, and these things are going to really work for you, as opposed to always feeling like, you know, because with both these people, it's the same pattern of you're putting in more energy in order to make things work. And with your business partner, the universe is really trying to have you understand that there's other places that you could put your energy into that would have something work out and be beneficial for you, and that you don't always need to be smacking your head against the wall, so to speak, in order to try to make things work when things really aren't working for you. So with the friend, I could understand that being like harder to understand. But with the business partner, it looks like you should be able to get that idea more clearly and a lot easier, and that there are actually other opportunities that you may end up ignoring by trying to bat your head against making things work with your business partner. And then you'll end up missing on some of the opportunities that would be a lot more beneficial for you. Personally, it would be a lot more beneficial for your energy. It would be a lot more beneficial for your happiness, for being, you know, knowing that you can be okay in a community, that you don't always have to try so hard. All those sorts of things would be waiting for you outside of your business partner that you may not experience as much as you would like to while staying with your business partner. Okay, so thank you so much for calling in. And I see 707. You're on the air with El Maya Hoshiam Tara. Just give me a moment here. I just need to detach from the one reading. One moment here. You're on the air with El Maya Hoshiam Tara.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I wanted to see if I see any extra. Oh, go ahead.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, Valerie, California.
Okay, perfect. And what would you like, Valerie?
Yeah, I want to see if you see any extra income opportunities coming in.
Okay, a lot. One moment here. So with you, it's holding things out because of the influx that has the capability to come in. You are a really amazing money manifester, like completely and absolutely. It's like going outside asking for the rain and then erecting a tent and then wondering where the rain is. So you have very, very large manifestation capabilities. I really, really want to be clear about that, especially concerned about money. So when I say like, you know, putting up a tent in a rain shower, I mean like a pretty heavy, you know, pretty heavy, there's rain, there's definitely rain there. But some part of you is nervous about, you understand on some level that the influx that's going to come in is going to come in such largesse that it may be a little bit overwhelming. So instead of like, you know, putting out the pots or like putting out a hand to let the rain come in, it's like you've erected a giant tent. And the tent, of course, is obviously not going to be serving because you need money coming in. But you can also, you know, choose to collect the money in different ways, and you can say, you know, isn't that interesting? I was going to say that you can choose how much of the money you're going to collect, and they're actually saying, no, that's not going to work with you. If you try to collect only a little bit and you don't let, like, the massive deluge come in, so to speak, you're not going to get it. So you have to be really prepared for a really huge cash infusion, and making sure that you're really ready for that, because once you let it go, it's all going to come in. And that's obviously would be, you know, I mean, a lot of people, you know, they want to win the lottery and then they kind of get freaked out about the changes that the lottery is going to bring in. And so it's about preparing yourself to be able to take in that abundance. So the idea of things like, you know, getting rid of the things that you don't need, you know, the things that hold you back. Sometimes when people come from, you know, not as much money, they're like, no, I'm still a good person. Look, I still wear my old, you know, ugly jeans because like I haven't changed, you know, and then they're blowing business opportunities because they're stuck in their ratty old jeans and people are like, you know, are you really successful? Are you sure? No, I've got the capability, man. And so all those sorts of things are things that actually help prepare you, you know, getting rid of the, you know, so to speak, ratty jeans in that case, but whatever it is, you know, including right down to, I've seen people do that with the shampoo that they use, the lotion, you know, choosing to upgrade the car, you know, friends, et cetera, dress, hairstyle, on and on and on.
And so when do you see that coming about and how does it come about?
Well, you have to be, let's see here.
I'm open.
Yeah. So basically, as soon as you choose, so, I mean, you say you're open, but I'm seeing that you still have to open the gate, so to speak. You have to, you know, be willing to put the tent down, and you still have resistances and blockages against that. Basically, you open the tent, and it's like being outside in the rain. You know, you put down the tent, boom, you're getting hit with the rain. So it really mm-hmm. is about, you know, preparing yourself to energetically be ready to accept that. And, you know, what okay. you know, basically it's like, how ready are you? You say you're ready, you know, is your house looking like where it's going to be after the deluge comes in? Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of cleaning and painting and throwing things out and all of that stuff.
Yeah, great. And then
that's
take it up a few levels.
Yes.
Yeah, like really take it up a few levels.
Yeah, that's why I wanted the extra income so I can invest a little bit more in my house.
Right.
I wanted to do some upgrades, and the money would be great to do it. But I didn't know if I needed to get out there and I don't know if it was something remotely I should be doing or consulting or to bring the finances in.
Not consulting, not remotely. You know, the old adage, it's like we're waiting for it and then it doesn't come in and then you do it and it comes in and it's like that seems counterintuitive, but it really mm-hmm. is for you. You know, if you drink coffee, where do you go for coffee? Making sure that you're in, you know, the higher vibration coffee shops versus, you know, going through a drive-through.
I understand now. I understand. Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand now. That makes, okay. And so it's probably going to come through a person that I meet, more likely.
It's about changing your vibration. Hold on here. So they're not, they said, I'm getting a lot of, I can't tell you right now because there's a lot of, it's not just you, there's a lot of stuff in the air right now. Mm-hmm. But I am getting told that I'm not allowed to tell you, but it's basically just keep going with it and like, you know, not worrying. That's always a fun one, right? Don't worry about when it's going to come in. keep your nose focused on your own work. But that really is, and it's just about continuing to make the changes.
Okay.
And one of the things, for me, I have to say, like, when I'm doing something like that, I have to say, like, okay, you know, I'm sacrificing this for my path. For you, they're saying, no, don't tell her to do that, so don't do that. But I'm just showing you, like, how ready you are. They're like, no, like, for me, it's a little bit more of a, they're having me do the readying process a little bit more, and they're saying you don't need that at all, and don't worry about, you know, having to do the, like, I sacrifice this for the sake of my path or anything else. For you, it's just do it, and showers are going to happen.
Okay, and I haven't heard from a friend of mine. Her name starts with an H. Do you see anything around that? It's been over a month.
Okay, one moment here. Okay, one moment. So she's just processing right now. And what if you choose to contact her, she'd be willing to talk, but it's you may not want to go through the process. It's the, you know, sometimes when we're processing stuff, things aren't always pretty. And sometimes people can, you know, not be in the best space to talk to you while they're processing.
Right.
So
I just wanted to make sure health-wise she was okay, health-wise.
That she could definitely use a little bit of help with. That's not going the most excellently it ever could. She's probably going to do that for a couple more months. Let's see. I wouldn't suggest trying to interfere with that process for at least a couple of months. It's not going to stop it anyways. You're just going to get caught in the processing moods. And in a couple of months from now, it seems like when things have sort of come more, she's kind of like dug through enough of it and she's seeing the results, and she's seeing the results more of the health issues, you know, coming up a little bit more, then she'll be a lot more receptive to help. Before then, it's just going to be all processing, and you're not, it's going to be very hard to know, you know, which way is up with her, and some things aren't really going to make that much sense because it's just clearing out.
Okay. So in a few months, though, she should be okay.
Yep. I would say about like, well, let's see, 3 months. Yeah, 3 months, she should be out of it enough. And, you know, I would suggest giving it at least 2 months, at least. 3 probably feels a little bit safer. If you're that worried about her health, make it like 2.5 months, or maybe start, you know, checking out a little bit around the 2 month mark. But the 3 month mark, it seems like she's going to be through a lot of that a lot more.
Okay, so it is a health issue she's dealing with.
She's just going, let's see, not allowed to tell you that. It's just
okay.
Private stuff.
Okay.
She's just
clearing out
the attic, so to speak, yeah.
Okay, and I have another friend. Her name starts with a B, and
okay.
She just went to the hospital. So do you see anything around her?
In one moment here. So the hospital is very good for her. That's helping her to, you know, be nourished and be cared for. So that's really beneficial. Let's see here. So being there for her when she gets out of hospital, like I would suggest, like, you know, checking day of discharge, those sorts of things, knowing when she's getting out of hospital and being there for her during that time period, like right after she's out of hospital, so she knows that the support is going to be carried on, that's going to be very, very beneficial for her. Before then, because she's working on nurturing self through it and she's getting care, there may be like a little bit of wanting, you know, missing company and that sort of thing, but not quite as much. But at the end of the hospital stay, definitely having you in there with being a helpful, you know, influence and stuff like that, knowing she's going to be okay, would make a really huge difference for her, you know, taking it from an 8 as opposed to a lot lower number when she comes out would be a really great gift for her to have, and that'll help her to make the transition a lot easier back to daily life.
Okay, great. Yeah, I would be there for her, absolutely.
Perfect.
And with the money thing, it'll just come. I just, the vibration, once the vibration gets right, it'll just all flow.
Well, don't don't worry about the vibration. It's just when you're picking one coffee shop versus another, you know, like, you know, so it, I mean, it kind of is, but don't worry about it. It is, but don't pay attention to it. So pick the better coffee shop. Just don't pay attention to the fact that it's a better coffee shop. You know, have fun with that.
But yeah, it's really like, you know, this is, you know, okay, I'm going to go into a nice coffee shop. You know, this is, oh yeah, this feels like financially good for me. This is my next step. This is where I'm going to hang out, you know, after the money comes in. This is where I'm going to be hanging out, you know, again, depending on the price of the coffees, because some places can get really expensive.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's like, it's worth the $8 latte versus the $2 through the drive-through type thing. It's definitely worth it for you to make that shift and be in those spaces. And that includes, you know, the grocery shopping, which I'm not suggesting blow all your money on food, obviously, but anything that is going to be your next step of where you would be, just start embracing that now.
And that'll help pull
the tent down.
And is there a relationship in the mix of all of that?
Okay, one moment here. Hold on just a minute. It's just a little bit vague, so give me a minute here.
Sure.
Okay, so it's going to be after the money comes in and after you start shifting to the next level people, then bang. Before that, it's going to, there's like, I mean, there's always people that are going to be like, hey, you know, and you're going to want to kind of avoid those people, right? Like, that's not going to be fun and exciting. But also, it's important to understand, because you also have such a huge leap. If you find somebody who's going to be able to make that leap with you, who's at their time period to make such a great leap, then wonderful. But I'm seeing it would, you know, even just saying it, I kind of get sick in the tummy and stuff like that. It's really like, that's a very large leap to ask for anybody, you know, and it, you can do it because it's your time and because you have that strong manifesting ability and because it's already on the table for you. It's just you're getting in your own, you know, you're putting up your own blockages to stop it from coming in. So it's not like where you are now is not like really where you truly are, even though it's like, it looks like where you are, it's not actually where you are. Whereas unless you get somebody who's also in that and is supposed to be doing, you know, the same leap you are, not just the largesse of the leap, you know, that's going to be an extraordinarily small percentage. So, and even just like mentioning it as a possibility, sometimes they'll let me know, like, you know, that one's not going to work, because they make me a little bit nauseous. Yeah, exactly. And so, and because, you know, you do have the blockage, that's why you haven't, you know, it's like why that's like not happening is because you've got the blockage in place. So you're sending out like, you know, I'm blocked. So it's not happening. It's not the same level. Whereas you release the blockage plus upgrade the people that you're hanging out with. And then it's like, oh yeah, that feels good. And then it's like, there they are, you know, across the room. And it's like, hi, you know, and it works great. And they kind of look like they're going to be maybe sometimes the same kind of people, but there's going to be a difference in the energy. It's going to be a difference in how you go into the energy. But there's also going to be a difference in the levels. So it's more like, it's going to be more like, oh yeah, now I get it. Like, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. Like, oh, this is my level. Whereas opposed to right now, it's like it kind of looks like it, but it's just falling short, and it's just not going to be the same at all.
Yeah, I would want somebody on the same level. Not, you know, I don't want to really bring anybody with me. I would want that match. If I'm at a high level, I want that match to be at a high level. So they have their thing, I have my thing. Yeah, and it just works.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And understanding that you're going to, it seems like the finances are probably going to come first for you, but understanding that it is looking like it is two shifts, the finances coming in and the people, and it looks like the people is going to be coming second, but, and that's another part of it is like allowing yourself to make that jump and to really, you know, you'd be a really good candidate for a coaching client to learn where to, you know, it's beneficial to let go of some of those ideas that you have that, you know, things go this way or they can only go this way or they should go this way.
Right.
That would be really beneficial for you to clear out.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you see that happening before the summer? or this year?
Well, I can, oh yeah, absolutely. If you're willing to do, I mean, if you can unlock the blockages, absolutely. In terms of the finances, that could happen in as easily as 3 months. Let's see, the partner, let's see, we get, so when the, after the big finances come in, partnership, I see within 5 months, if he can undo the blockages that come from, you know, stopping you from like, oh, this is how it looks like, or I'm a good person for, you know, hanging out with these people, all that. I'm seeing that it could come in 5 months, but it does look like, the 5 months is tentative because the people one can be sometimes more challenging than the financial one can be for some people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But yeah, you could have, I mean, it's again, I mean, I could see, you know, 8 months, you know, from now everything happening.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Well, hopefully nobody has to, you know, how do I want to say it, that the money would come in a good way and not at somebody else's loss.
That's one thing you need, like, that would be one thing to work out, right? Because if the only way it's going to be at somebody's loss is if, you know, somebody was taking from somebody else, but if, and that would be, like, directly, like, lifting money out of somebody's wallet, but if you're taking a job because you're, or, you know, a new client, because you are better prepared for it, you're not taking anything away from anybody else unless you're, like, shoving them out of the way saying, you know, no, I will take this client.
Oh, no, you're not like somebody leaving the planet or something like that.
Well, no, because the only way, I mean, no, because normally, I mean, if somebody was going to, you know, transition off of that or force themselves into transition off of that, it would be because, I mean, that would be, I couldn't see you, like, doing something like that, number one. But number two, would be, the other option would be, like, there would have to be something, like, so horribly wrong going on with somebody that, you know.
Right, right. And I don't see that, so that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Other than that, it's just universe reshuffling, and the reshuffling causes lessons, and people need to learn to adapt to the lessons that say, like, oh, I should have been more on the ball for this. I should have been more on the ball for that. And that just causes the domino effect of, from the positive standpoint, of just lessons for everybody involved.
Okay, so just to be clear, it's not going to come from me working at a job or remotely or anything like that. It's basically going to come from a change in me and getting into a different environment.
So yes and no. Again, I can't tell you exactly. They're not letting me tell you exactly how it's going to come in. It's, and you could, like, so I'm not saying it is going to, so I said before it wasn't going to come in through consulting. It could come in through consulting, but not like, okay, I'm going to work at consulting now. Here, give me more business. This is going to come in. It's going to be more like you are making these changes, and then if it's supposed to come in through consulting, when you go do the consulting, all of a sudden you're going to get the big avalanche through consulting. So if it was to come in through consulting, it would come in through consulting, but not. But that would be the vehicle. But it's like that's not truly the way that it comes in energetically. So it's truly becoming in energetically because you've released the blockages, and then it would come in through consulting if it was supposed to come in through consulting.
Or remote, because I don't know really what I want to do. It's just, I was just throwing things out there.
Yeah. And they're just saying work on right now, like work on making the changes, like all the changes. Like sometimes they're going to be small, like throwing out some pillows. Sometimes they're going to be very big, like, you know, applying for a new job. They're just saying basically grade, upgrade, upgrade, let them handle it.
Okay.
your work on releasing your blockages as opposed to how it's going to happen, because when you're focusing so much on how it's going to happen, you're kind of interfering in the process. So, like,
yeah,
even if you're...
I understand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So even over the coffee shop, don't do that. Like, skip doing that over the coffee shop. It's like, this is a great one. Cool. This does seem to be in alignment with me. Cool. I'm going to go here. And then Saturday, you know, it's really cool. But now I feel like a green tea latte, and they've got better lattes over here. I'm going to go for a green tea latte at the other one. And, you know, it's just about, oh, wait, this does feel good. And if it doesn't feel good, then you mm-hmm. find another one that feels good, or else you go back to the original coffee shop. It's stop getting in your own way so much and just – trust your inner knowing.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Because you're getting in your own way a lot. Like, a lot.
Okay, but I better get out of my way.
Yeah. Like, stop erecting the tent, honey. It's like, and everybody's, all your friends are like, hey, fire hose. You know, and you're like, no, I will erect the tent. Why? Oh, look, it's raining. It's not raining anymore. Why isn't anybody coming out to play?
Right.
And they're like, we just got rid of the tent for you. And you're like, but it's such a lovely thing. Like, come on, lady.
Got it. Yes. Thank you so very much. I appreciate everything. Thank you.
Awesome.
And I'll
thank
keep
you.
You
good luck with that.
In a couple of months.
Thank
so
you.
To know how things are going. Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate that one as well a lot.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Have
Bye-bye.
A good
day. Bye. You
too.
Bye. Oh, that was awesome. Oh, I love it when they kept finding up there. Okay, so I've only got 3 minutes. Okay, so Sarah in the UK, I'm sorry this was going to be a very, very short one, but they're not letting me bypass your letter to find a shorter one. And she just wanted to get a general reading for what's coming for her in the new year. So one moment here, Sarah in the UK. So, Sarah, I guess the emergency was they're being very clear that they want you to self-protect, and they want you to self-protect ASAP. A lot of beings are being called to go into a little bit of self-focus mode. We've seen a lot of that. With you, it's really about going into hibernation mode a little bit more, not hibernation as in sleeping, but in more in terms of like focusing. Sometimes there's going to be times when it's like it needs to be about you and your energy, and sitting there in meditation, really focusing on what's going to be the most it's going to be like, you know, doing meditation and stuff like that for you, and being really in touch with your own work, what you need to be doing, those sorts of things. And it's going to be, that's like really doing that and allowing yourself to have that as a form of self-protection, because there's definitely a lot of swirlings around that are not going to be beneficial for you to be involved with. And not only are they not going to be beneficial, but it's like night and day, where it's like if you're not self-protecting, you know, and doing your own work as part of self-protection, you're not like, you know, I have protection measures up. Oh, nobody's going to get in. We're not talking about those kinds of self-protection measures, but even like doing things that are beneficial for you that you're busy with, and you're saying no to other things, or you're not getting involved with other dramas because you're focusing on the things that are beneficial for you to be doing, that is a form of self-protection. That is a form of boundary. That is a form of saying no. And that's what they're calling on you to do, especially meditation. They're showing me meditation, and they're showing me when you're not in those spaces, a lot of like things that you're going to want to avoid, and like not just a little bit, like there's a lot of swirlies, whereas you're focusing on doing the things that are beneficial for you to be doing right now. It's not just a little bit. Like, I'm getting a lot of like, blah, like it's beautiful, it's golden, it's got all these great benefits to it, and it's kind of like walking into like a really amazing restaurant that's got all your favorite foods, you meeting all your soulmate friends there, you know, that sort of idea, versus walking into a restaurant where it's very down and out and the people are kind of scary. You know, not quite that extreme, but you get the gist of the difference between the two. And that's what they're trying to show me right now. And when they're showing you the stuff, when stuff is showing up that's, you know, like, oh, this is a lot, and oh, you don't want to be involved with this, you don't want to be involved with that, that's them showing you, hey, guess what, honey? Hi, Sarah. This is what it looks like when you're not paying attention and you're not taking care of yourself. And it's, sorry, that's not the way to put it. they're doing that so that you understand they're trying to teach you. And, like, this is not going to be something that you want. And they're making it big enough because they're trying to have you – they're basically sending a large message. So when things are, like, blowing up or, like, being – well, not blowing up, but being more dramatic and icky and I'm getting anxiety and all those sorts of things, that's them showing you, hey, guess what? We're going to show you in largesse. You don't want this. Look, lesson here. You don't want that. You know, and they're pointing, and there's other lessons in that, of course, but we're coming up to the top of the hour, so I have to make this quick. And on the other side, it's like, oh, look, Sarah's meditating. Oh, look at how good this feels. And, oh, we see golden light around Sarah. Oh, that feels so lovely. That feels wonderful. And that's like, look, sweetheart, and think of it as somebody like, you know, combing your hair, right? And being like, look at how lovely this is. Oh, let's play with your luxurious hair because look how good this feels for you to be doing this. Oh, isn't this lovely, sweetheart? You know, and they're showing you as well. So when you're getting the benefits from hanging out with something good and you're getting the negative benefits, because it is a negative, it is a benefit because they're showing you, hey, you don't want this, and it's beneficial that they're showing you. It's up to you to choose which direction that you want to go, but they're giving you the two because they're really trying to give you the carrot and the stick. The stick is the situations that are, you're going to have a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of drama, and the carrot is, oh, meditation, like how good it feels. So it's kind of like, you know, if it was me, it would be like bribing you with a bottle of sparkling water. Ooh, look how sparkling water, ooh, you know, because behind that door, there's a, you know, there's a big spider. And if I opened the door, there would be a giant spider there. And it would be kind of like that just in your own way. So thank you so much, everybody, for writing in and calling in. One moment here, I just got to cut that energy off because as soon as I said the spider, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm not supposed to be going there and saying that. So, you know, they're doing that to me too. Oh, one moment. That was my lesson. I have to stop saying that. So thank you so much, everybody. I love you. Please take care of yourself. I'm here every single week, 3 p.m. PST. Call in, you know, write in again. That's newsforthesoul.com. You can also find me on my own website. That's enlightenmentinthecity.com. Go there, book your readings, book your coaching, because the coaching is the stuff that helps you put your mind together. I know it sounds a little bit funny, but it's true. It's what helps you build up so you can be more of your highest potential and more of you. So thank you so much, everybody. I love you again. That's 3 p.m. PST every single week, Thursdays, New York or Chicago. That's your rush hour here on newsforthesoul.com. Love you. Take care. Bye-bye.